Yeah, this happened on December 9th, and it happened, I guess, technically like a couple of days before we all left for dry dock. And I actually showed you guys this video before, like in my last day before Christmas break, but I hadn't had a chance to talk about it yet. And I should say this. This is my stance on UFOs. I don't doubt that people have seen some really strange things. I think most of them, not all of them, but I think most of them are explainable. It's an aircraft that you just hadn't seen before. It's a military plane that you hadn't seen before. Maybe it's testing of a new aircraft. And yeah, it looks weird because we don't even know what it is. It's top secret. I think that explains most of these things. I'm not saying it explains all of them, because I think there is the possibility that we could have visitors and it may look really strange to us. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, out in West Texas on a deer lease with some friends, one of my sons was with me, and it's about 8 o'clock at night, and my friend is out in the back of his little cabin, and he starts screaming, says, "You guys got to come out here and look at this. I've never seen anything like this." And so we run out into the backyard, look up. It is a very clear night. And I see a string of about 10 lights, white lights. And they're approaching us from what would have been the east. And they're moving right at us. And they're moving slowly like it was a helicopter. But there was no sound. And I would have thought, okay, if that's a helicopter, we would hear the sound, wouldn't you? And I thought it was a helicopter because the lights were so bright as they flashed. It didn't look like an airplane because I just couldn't tell the altitude. Again, couldn't hear a thing, but the lights were so bright. And here's what was unusual about the lights. They were in a sequence. They would go from the outside. Like if you looked at them, the one on the left and the one on the right, say there's 15 of them up there, the ones on the outside would blink and then they would, in a sequence, go to the middle. From the outside to the inside, from the outside to the inside.
Like how many lights, like there were two on each side on the outside and then two more or 10 more to the middle?
Yeah, I would say a total of 10 to 15. Okay. I didn't have a chance to count them. And they're all in a straight line. And it was really strange, and it was moving really slowly, and the lights were bright. And okay, it's moving too slowly for a plane, unless it's way up there, but the lights are too bright for it to be at a real high altitude. So what the heck is it? Is it a silent helicopter?
But that doesn't sound like a helicopter light pattern.
Like, how far up are you talking about? Did you get the sense?
Well, that's what I couldn't tell, because the lights made it look like, I don't know, a couple of thousand feet is all.
So
because
pretty
they
low.
Were so bright. Yeah, and it's like, wow, what is this? And I kept waiting for the sound. Never heard it.
You didn't pull out the cell phone. You didn't take footage.
I did. I showed you guys the footage, and I'm not going to put that up. You don't think the government's going to...
You got to put that up.
I did. If you want to get a better feel for it, I put up on Twitter, someone else saw these lights in about a week later in Allen. And it's about that same thing. You see... And I think the one that I just put up on Twitter, I don't know if the lights are blinking, but they're all in that straight line, just like they were.
It looked like your UFO.
Yes, very similar to it. And so we kept watching it, and it's coming at us. And then I got to tell you, I mean, my mind kept saying, okay, this is no big deal. This is a plane, a military test or something, and it's no big deal. But I started to freak out just a little bit because it was going towards us, and I couldn't figure out what it was. Then it really got weird. Then that line of lights started to make a turn and head to the north. And as it did, all of the lights all of a sudden were out of sequence. And I showed you that video where it's like it looks like a video game, doesn't it? It's like there's a light here, a light there, a light there. And all of a sudden, they appeared to be at different altitudes because it wasn't in a straight line that just turned. But how did they that quickly move to where three would be down and four would be up, and you would have all these different lights dancing across the sky? And again, no sound.
That's what's weird.
Yes.
I mean, all of it's weird, but that's what's really weird.
Then they all lined up again. And there goes that sequence from the outside to the inside.
Yeah, that's
weird. Outside to the inside. And we just watched it, and it just disappeared into the West Texas night. And we all looked at each other and said, what the heck was that? My friend said, UFO. No doubt about it. It's UFO. I don't know. I don't know what it was. And we looked on the news that night, looked online. No one was really talking about it. And then we started wondering, okay, are we the only ones that saw this? I mean, we're out in the middle of nowhere. Are we the only ones that saw this?
How far west are you of the Metroplex?
About 3.5 hours west.
Okay.
Way out in the...
So you're out of screaming distance.
North north of Abilene, okay. I would say. Yeah. That area out there. Not too far from Hamlin.
Yeah.
Way out there in West Texas. So we looked online, didn't see anything. Now, a few days later, we found this news report where they said that from Montana all the way to Texas, reports of strange lights were seen. The Air Force came out and said that it was a part of a military exercise that went from South Carolina to Vegas, I believe. And then I guess they took maybe a turn. And these were high-flying transport planes. And they flew at such an altitude, that's why you couldn't hear them. But I'm telling you, how their lights were that bright at that high of an altitude, it didn't make any sense to
me. Why would they need that bright of light if they're flying up in a place where no one else is flying?
Yeah, if it's a military exercise, wouldn't you want, I don't know, maybe they have to do that for FAA regulations so you're showing your light in American airspace.
But I'm saying if they're flying so high, like higher than a jet plane.
Right.
Then they don't need to use the lights. Certainly not that bright.
I wouldn't think so. And why would you want, if you're a military operation, why would you want to show, here we are, and this is our high transport plane here, and these are our lights. And again, that whole turn thing I can't explain because it didn't make any sense when they did that. So that was the explanation, and I have since seen a couple of, they had those sightings in Allen very similar to this. And I'm not sure how they explained that. It was on a different date. My date was December 9th, I believe it was. And the Allen lights were seen on December 14th.
You know, I'm looking at some other reports. On December 9th, there were the same lights sighted in Idaho Springs, Colorado, roughly about the same time you saw them. But there's so much that doesn't make sense about this and the military's explanation. How high does a plane have to be to where you don't hear it? Pretty high, right?
Mm-hmm. I would think so, because even those big coast-to-coasters, you can hear just a faint rumble of the jet engine.
And you're saying that this was probably 1,000 feet to 2,000 feet up?
That's what it looked like, yeah, because they were so bright. And I thought, man, this is like going to go right over us. I've never seen anything like it. I'm not here to say that was something from another world, but it was just weird. And I think our military, who knows, it may be a new electric helicopter.
Well, this is one of it. By the way, all these other reports, all these other people who saw something on December 9th, they say the same thing, no sound.
Right.
Which is really weird. Now, my first thought, you've come to the right place because I'm...
Yeah, what do you say? You're
kind of an expert in this field. My first thought is that the military does know what this was, and this explanation is a clear cover-up. That they know that it was a UFO or an alien spacecraft, and they were probably tracking it, maybe, I don't know. Or it is their own incredibly experimental aircraft. And they are not, but then again, if that's the case, I don't know why they'd be so slipshod with it. And if they're out with this highly experimental, state-of-the-art, crazy aircraft, why are they flying it over population centers?
And this is 1 week before the big New York Times story about the Pentagon having the UFO program.
Yes, that's right.
That came to light, I think, on the 15th.
I know, and then
16th.
That report came out, then we all started, we called each other, hey, did you see that? Is this it? Are they about to visit us? And as I laughed at your military cover-up thing, isn't it easy for, if they don't know what it is, to just say, because they don't want us freaking out.
Right.
Just to say, well, this is a military exercise. But, yeah, you can see in that video that I posted, it's just weird.
Yeah, that's always been the reason. Wasn't that in that documentary, Gordon, that we watched on Explained? Mm-hmm. Was that the name of the documentary?
Right.
The thread running through the whole thing from whenever Roswell happened to present day is that, and presidents apparently are in on this, you don't want to release all of the information you have about alien spacecraft and what we have captured or what we're holding on to or that kind of technology, because you don't want to freak out the masses. And the masses would freak out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of understandable why they would cover something like this up. Now, was this, I believe this was a cover-up. But what were they covering up? That I don't know. Are they covering up an actual visitation that night? Or are they covering up their own experimental aircraft that was born from alien technology that they have captured over the years? I don't know what the cover-up was, but it's clearly a cover-up.
Was it a Martian flyover?
Maybe.
Just to show us what they got?
Yeah.
And are we being spoon-fed information just to get us ready for some bigger
happening? Yeah, release a little ambiguous thing like, well, there is some sort of project, an Area 51 this, and yeah.
Yeah, that news that came down while we were away, I meant to do a whole segment on that when we return, and maybe we will. That was pretty significant.
Yeah. And it was happening during like a really, well, I mean, it's always a volatile political time. So everybody sort of looked at that and went, oh, okay. When really, that's huge freaking news.
Huge news that we do possess alien technology, and we have had run-ins with them, and it was the only big step that our government has ever taken towards not covering up this stuff.
You know, that had to have been something that the Trumps has asked about.
Probably the first thing he asked about.
They all do, all the presidents, and you know, I think Carter, Bush,
Clinton,
yeah, they've all said that that's one of the first things they've asked about, and they've all apparently been told, you don't need to know.
Right. The explanation that documentary, Unexplained, I think is what it's called, said is that the people who have this technology and all of that, they don't even tell the president the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't Bush give Kimmel kind of a creepy answer about, oh, so tell us about UFOs? I can't.
Yeah, and even Clinton had a interesting answer when he said that he inquired about it, and he felt like he kind of got the runaround, and basically he said that he didn't actually know.
Somebody asked Obama about it, too, mm-hmm. on one of the talk shows, and he gave a very similar answer.
Weird answers mm-hmm. they give.
Yeah. Boy, you had...
freaky.
You know, I'm envious because I've never had a run-in with a UFO like this. And I think you had a run-in. I don't know if it was from Mars or Jupiter or another dimension or another galaxy, but you had a run-in.
Or maybe just a military base from South Carolina.
I doubt that very much. That seems far-fetched.
Well, there you go. That's the story of my UFO sighting.
Now, many are clamoring for you to post the video. Why do you feel like you can't because of the government?
I can't answer that right now.
Stop it. Post the video.
You want me to?
Yes, why not?
Yeah, I think you should.
I think the real reason was I was having a really tough time doing it.
What do you mean?
Y'all know how to post videos to... Facebook?
He does. No. Gordon can help you.
All right. We'll get it up there, and we'll get it up and flying.
See how long it stays up.
Right.
Exactly.
See, I know that it's just going to get taken down.
Exactly.
All righty. Yesterday, 8:15, George told his stunning UFO encounter story.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I thought about this yesterday, the more I'm convinced you saw a UFO, because the video that I've seen of your encounter and other encounters that night, this was December 7th, I believe?
9th.
9th, December 9th. All of the video looks pretty similar. Everybody saw the same thing. And then the government comes out and says, oh, this was some aircraft. Did they even call it experimental aircraft?
No, they were transport planes flying at a high altitude. Not C-130s, or C something else.
Yeah, right.
See my butt.
Because none of that video makes it look like transport planes. They don't fly. The lights that everyone saw, they don't look like they're flying the way a plane flies.
Right.
Or in the order that planes would fly.
Look like more of a helicopter kind of thing. But if they're at a high altitude, I guess that would explain why they were moving so slowly, but you see how bright the lights are.
Right.
That's what didn't... Well, there's a lot of things that make sense, but that's the thing that I couldn't figure out.
And everybody who saw the lights that night reported no noise. No engine right. noise whatsoever. No helicopter blade noise. Nothing like that. So you definitely had an encounter with a UFO, an unidentified flying object, because you cannot identify it.
That's right.
So it was definitely a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were talking about this yesterday, Sean briefly mentioned what happened while we were away on Christmas vacation. That was on December 17th. For the first time ever, our government admitted that they had a UFO program.
We did a big segment on it, too, while you guys were out.
Good. I'm glad. The Pentagon admitted it had run a secret UFO investigation program for 5 years until 2012, at which time funding was cut from the program. According to the New York Times, that program and project, parts of which are still classified, received about $19 million a year hidden away in the U.S. Department of Defense budget.
Ooh.
But it eventually got trimmed. And it's raised so many questions, and a lot of UFOers, truthers, conspiracy theorists were going crazy saying, see, we knew it. We knew the government had a program. Many believe that this has been going on much, much, much longer than just a 5-year period. And in fact, there are a lot of hints and clues that it's been going on since the 40s, since Roswell, really. That was the first big, you know, story that the government was involved in some kind of UFO project. Now, to the extent Roswell went, was it just an investigation? Was it actual recovery of crashed spacecraft and recovery of aliens? There are a lot of people who are not crazy who really believe that that happened in Roswell, and that from that point on, the government has always had a secret program. The Pentagon said that the program was called Advanced Aviation Threat Identification, and it was closed after a change in funding priorities. Now, I don't know if they're ever going to release the rest of the classified material. They just admitted that they had the program, and they released some details about it. But a lot of people believe that's just the tip of the iceberg. That now it's gotten so far, or gotten so big, or gotten so important, that they've got to, at the very least, admit that, yes, they had a program, but there are a lot of defense experts that believe they've still got the program.
Just a tip.
It's just under a, you know, different name, or moved to a different department, or that not only do they still have the program, but that they've had the program, and that it ran for much longer than 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty remarkable, right? That was like a signature moment.
Yeah.
I'd almost say in our nation's history that our government finally admitted that they have an interest in UFOs.
Yeah, I think it was pretty significant. And I wouldn't be surprised if that is still going, but they just don't acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do they write it off as? What do they put it under in the budget? French fries?
I don't know. They call that black ops. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
The other thing is, we all kind of freak out about that, but they are doing the right thing. Let's say they do have information. Until they know exactly what it is, they probably should keep it to themselves, shouldn't they? Because how would you keep normalcy if they really do have something of, yeah, we... there's something out there, we're not really sure what it is, but don't be alarmed. Everyone would be alarmed.
Yeah, and that's the reason that they haven't said anything for 60 years.
Right.
Because they don't want to freak people out.
Yeah.
You remember in the documentary, Unexplained?
I think so.
We still need to look up that title and make sure. But one of the reasons that they say that there was this spike in sightings in the 50s was nuclear powers.
Right.
Is that once we got... nuclear powers that the UFOs started visiting us because they were very concerned about us destroying this planet for whatever reason. They don't want us to destroy it. And what's been happening lately? some tensions in North Korea, and Georgia seeing something, and people all the way up in Montana seeing something. Sightings are on the increase after these global tensions over a nuclear threat.
Didn't her voice cause nuclear reactors to go off once?
I was reading an interview with Nick Pope, who ran the British government's UFO project.
Good to be with you.
And he said, like our U.S. colleagues, we too denied, even to our own government, even to Parliament, that we were undertaking secret studies on UFOs, and we consistently downplayed the true extent of our interest and activity at the Ministry of Defense. So the same kind of thing.
Did they lie to Ben Roethlisberger, too?
They may have lied to Big Ben. Yeah.
And Parliament. Wow.
So here's my theory on why our government finally came out and gave us, threw us a few crumbs, but admitted that they have a project or had a project. My theory is that they are now going to, you know, they don't want to release everything because they don't think we can handle it. But this was step one in what I believe is going to be about a 10-step process of them slowly revealing more and more information, just kind of wading us all into it so that when by step 10, when they unveil, hey, by the way, we also have these alien bodies and we have this spacecraft that crashed in 1947. And that by then it won't cause such pandemonium and that we'll have kind of waded our way into it to where we're not going to be shocked with everything they reveal. I really, really believe that.
But don't you think that they would have started leaking it out before now? I mean, if the plan was just to release it slowly, they should have started before now. I mean, why are we more equipped to handle it now than we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15?
Well, I just think with something like that, it took a long time to make that decision. And maybe whoever is in charge brought a different mindset to it. You know, why didn't they start leaking it in 1948?
Release the bodies.
Yeah, maybe they know Trump's about to blow the whistle on it.
Yeah, who knows?
There's no way they would tell Trump because they know that he would tell the American people. He would be transparent about it, and they don't want that.
You could also argue there's never going to be a good time to tell us, so you could understand why they would wait 60 years or 260 years or 1,000 years. But I do think that they've probably gotten to a point where, all right, it's harder and harder for us to cover it up. Maybe it's a different world with social media. Maybe everybody out there is getting smarter about this kind of thing. Maybe they've got a new guy in charge. I really think that you're going to start seeing more stories like this and more details revealed.
Do you have a pet theory as to who the aliens are? Are they us from the future? Are they interplanetary, intergalaxy, interdimensional?
My theory is that They're not us from the future, although I love that theory. I think that's fascinating. Uh-huh. And you could talk me into that. My theory is that they are from our galaxy, not our solar system, as much as I want them to be from Mars, as much as I want them to be Martians.
The men are from there.
And how funny that would be. Pretty clearly not from our solar system, but I think they are from our galaxy.
Hey, big news. We made Texas UFOs website. They posted this yesterday. This morning on a Dallas sports show called The Ticket, radio broadcaster George Dunham shared personal UFO sightings of multiple lights flashing extremely high in the night sky in West Texas, which he said later described by the government as high-flying transport planes. An explanation he doesn't believe.
Whoa.
I don't remember saying that yesterday. I said it seemed like a reasonable explanation, I guess, but I don't know if I came out and said I didn't believe.
And see, that's fake news. They're not reporting it correctly.
No, but they're all about UFOs. It's a pretty interesting site.
All right, well, good.
George has been trolling around on that site.
Yeah.
Huh?
Congratulations on making a highly respected UFO site.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to continue the mystery thread. We've got another mystery, and it's unsolved, and they are reopening the investigation, and we're going to tell you what that's all about next. UFOs last segment, another mystery this segment. Yesterday, the government of Malaysia hired a search company called Ocean Infinity. They're based in Houston. They are reopening the search for the disappeared Malaysian airline Flight 370, the Boeing 777, which disappeared over the Indian Ocean March 8th, 2014, with 239 people aboard, and they have found nothing. In 4 years. They called off the search about a year ago, but now they've reopened the search. And this company in Houston, Ocean Infinity, they're going to get a lot of money, but only if they find the plane. And Malaysia wants to find this plane so badly that they have offered an incentive-based deal to Ocean Infinity. If they find the plane, the company gets $70 million. So the company is using untethered drones, which can go a lot further under the ocean, to look for any trace of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. That is one of our recent great aviation mysteries. What happened to that plane, and why can't they find even a screw from it?
Have we had an incident before where a plane was never found and that they feel like it went down?
Yeah, Earhart.
Well, yeah, but I mean like a commercial airliner like
this. A big one like the 777.
Yeah. I don't think we have. Not like the last 40 years or so.
I don't recall one. But to tie our two segments together, I truly believe that alien spacecraft took this plane.
Why do you say that? Why would they need that kind of technology when they have much better?
To me, it's the only logical explanation, and it was easy for them because they don't necessarily care about the plane, but they care about the 239 people, and they want to probe them. And so, since
That's what happened to George.
Since they were up high, it was easy pickings for two alien spacecraft to sandwich them and to take the plane away to their planet. I think that's pretty obviously what happened.
Hmm. There's pretty much a lot of proof of it because it makes sense.
Exactly. So my guess is that Ocean Infinity, the Houston-based company, will not find the plane and the mystery will continue. And one day, maybe before we pass away, before we get sick and pass away, the government will admit that aliens took that aircraft, and they are studying those 239 people. That's the good news here, is that those people are okay. They're just on another planet in a laboratory.
You'd call that being okay.